This is JFM Podcast.
Well, the Nigeria Labour Congress has earlier stated that it will go on a 2 days protest starting from 27th to 28th of this very month. And of course, today happens to be that day where the Nigerian Labour Congress and of course other arm of the Congress will be going down to the streets to protest about also protest against the rise or the hike in prices of commodities. Not to forget the fact that a whole lot has actually gone down right before now. Well, it's about that very one. It's about the protest, and of course, from all indications, everything looks to be, somehow glary at this point that Nigerians are not finding things easy. Every day when you wake up, the prices of commodities changes, the prices of the dollars changes, everything happens to change. And you ask yourself a certain question, what is the problem? What is the major issue? Well, we'll be talking about, this very matter, just in a matter of time. And when we get to do that, we'll talk about how issues are actually going down. But for now, I am Richard Badung, and with me in the studio is...
Now, Mikarim, welcome to the Let's Talk segment on the Morning JJ 101.9 FM. Like Richard rightly said, the NLC are embarking on a 2 days protest today, which is the 27th, and tomorrow, the 28th of February 2024, like they had earlier announced when they gave the federal government a 2 weeks notice before embarking on this protest. All across Nigeria, we see that quite a number of persons have turned out to join the protest. And we also see that the NLC have called for Nigerians to join them, as this is not just a fight for the NLC, but also a fight for the for Nigerians and for the good of the common man in Nigeria. We would also be talking to one of our reporters who is currently at the protest ground here in Jos Plateau State
to tell us about the updates.
Yes,
of stations.
Updates.
Yeah, but before then, the NLC chairman had earlier spoken, to us while on the field, on the ground of the protest, telling us what exactly the protest is all out for. Let's listen to Eugene Manji, who is the NLC chairman for Plateau State. Let's get to hear from him and the situation from him. First of all, we'll connect to our reporter.
The protest, if you are in Nigeria, you're supposed to know that the harsh economic situation is not the same as it used to be. Very, very high skyrocketing within a very short period. And that came as a result of the abrupt removal of the oil subsidy on the 29th of May 2023. It started like a joke. When the pump price was 197 naira, and it just jumped to 517, now to 532. 617. As it is today, as I speak to you, pump price is more than 700 naira per liter. So just imagine, we are not up to 1 year from 29th of May 2023. And that is the proposal. And exchange rate of dollar to that time to now is how much? I'm sad to tell you that it's nothing less than 1,900 naira per dollar today. And whatever you are using as a result of that is depending on the exchange rate. So the prices of goods and services has skyrocketed in the country. So any living Nigerian who's sensible is supposed to know that when you go to the market, it's not the same thing as usual. That is the harsh economic situation we're facing. And if you realize there have been a handful of protests here and there in small parts of the states of the Federation. So we are not left behind as Labour to express our grievances to the government of the Federation of Nigeria to come into it and rescue the situation quickly. What we are doing is a redemption process as well to secure the situation before it goes beyond control. Even the students in universities, high institutions, are not finding it easy. Their parents are not finding it easy to take care of them themselves. So what we are going to face in a very short while will probably go beyond what the government can control. So we are asking them to look at measures necessary that will cope the situation. So what we are trying to do is to express this concern to the federal government of Nigeria. That's why we are here today.
All right, you heard from the NLC chairman, Plateau State. That's Eugene Manji giving us reasons why they're on the street today, you know, trying to get the attentions of the government to see if they could actually attack or tackle this very matter. Yeah, no, not to forget, the president is actually, you know, taking consideration of the Rosanya's report that will surely reduce MDAs. But will that be the major concern? No, it will not be, because a whole lot is actually one thing we will be taking a very good look at. Well, NLC chairman yesterday, while in the phone conversation, made it clear that, you know, they will surely be doing this, and this is because they want everything done and, of course, right for Nigerians. Well, are we going to achieve the height? That's what we'll be seeing. Let's see the results of this protest, because over time we've been having protests, we've been having strikes, but the solution is what we yet to actually get. The Nigeria from 1999 till date have actually experienced series of strikes and protests. Which of them has actually yielded results? Well, a whole lot on the table. 16-point agreement, that has not been ascertained. But the NLC actually made it clear in their press release, I think 2 weeks ago on a Saturday or Friday, said that if this protest doesn't yield any results, 7 days' time, they will embark on a nationwide strike, an indefinite nationwide strike. We don't want to get there. We don't want to see the economy shut down. I tell you, that's one thing for free. But of course, as we deal with the NLC situation, we get down to Plateau State, where, we get to see interesting changes, massive results every now and then about the situation, especially when it comes to mass transit on the plateau. Don't forget, before now, the governor of the state, in his New Year address, New Year speech or message to the plateau citizens, made it clear that the state will acquire, you know, the CNG buses for them to actually commence operation. And of course, that's in news or reported news we've seen, flight before now. And of course, a lot of people have actually been commending the governor. Well, to speak to us about this very matter this morning is the general manager of Plateau Express. It's also interesting to have him in the studio this beautiful morning. From all indications, he's here with us seated, and of course, he will be dissecting the whole issues. There has been so much reform in that very agency of the government, and this is one place that would have generated much revenue. But with the hike of prices in Nigeria, of transportation costs in Nigeria, the governor saw it necessary for him to queue with the president also in providing, to ameliorate the transport system in Nigeria. We'll surely get to what the governor said. But before then, let's welcome the general manager of Plateau Express Service, who is seated here, kitted in his green and white. One who doesn't know, he might actually think is also out for the NLC protest. But unfortunately, he is here in the studio to discuss about how this particular Plateau Express Service has been reformed, the reform that has taken place, and at the same time, what will the Steel City Metro buses do to Plateau and how it is to be operated. Welcome, Mr. Samuel Gwat.
Thank you very much. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, guys.
All right, before we go further, I am Richard Badunga. With me in the studio is
Naomi Karim, and we're very excited to have the general manager of the Plateau Express join us this morning in the studio. Now, we know that Plateau Express was created in 1988, and through the years, we have seen it have different challenges, and now we're in a new government, we're in a new dispensation, and we're beginning to see quite a number of positive changes, and we're here to discuss how these changes are going to affect the citizenry positively. So my first question to you, GM, would be, how are the new modes of transportation, because we have now seen the trains being worked on, and as at yesterday we saw our BRT buses land right here in Jos. I mean, it took a tour around the town and it was exciting to see that people were excited that the buses are now here. How are these new modes of transportation expected to increase the internal generated revenue, that's the IGR, for the state, and also create jobs for unemployed youths?
All right, thank you very much for this opportunity. It's really an exciting time. We saw the pure joy yesterday as we're driving in to town. Just to correct a few things, the buses are gas-powered, diesel-powered, not CNG.
Okay. All right.
The reason is that CNG is still not a reality at the moment because there are lots of intentions, but there's no real presence of CNG accessibility. And the government needed to do a quick intervention in terms of palliative, something that will bring succor to people traveling, you know, within town. And so we needed to start with gas powered, and we hope that we, when the CNG is available, we'll explore options of conversion, and also ultimately we hope to go electric very soon. So we're exploring those opportunities.
Okay.
And for IGR, it is already looking good. The company, as you know, it's a business limited liability, so we pay our salaries. And when we came in, there was 2 months backlog of salaries, and within 3 weeks, we were able to clear those salaries. Mm. The company was almost like on life support, and with great intentions and deliberateness from our governor, His Excellency Barrister Caleb Manasseh Mutfwang, things have really, really changed for us in Plateau Express Services. I can tell you that right now we've been able to create a lot of revenue streams for the company, and we've been able to restructure the company. We had great implementation strategies, but we had to work on our workforce. Mm. And so we have a few things that we're hoping that we'll be able to launch alongside the Tin City, which will generate lots of revenue. One is the Tin City, of course, the Tin City Metro, which has already engaged about 250 persons, and it has great ripple effects as well. And we also have the Plateau Logistics. So it's Plateau Express Cargo and Logistics.
Yeah.
We hope to launch that, and that's going to bring a lot of revenue, and we hope to commercialize our workshop as well. We want our workshop to be good enough to be able to fix even the government cars. Why should government cars be taken outside? So these are a few ideas that we're injecting in. So already it's looking good, and I'm very optimistic that I can't come up with numbers right now, but I can bet you that 12 months after now, we will come back again, and I'll give you a very, very good details of how much we've been able to generate for the government. But it's looking good.
All right. You're talking about the IGR then. But let's talk about the reform. Let's get to the reform that has been done. Before now, the Plateau Express Services is not something many people will want to actually,
patronize
yes. at first because of, yeah. Some reasons left for so many people. Well, but the question is, what particular reform actually took place? We know the governor in his message on New Year, they actually made some certain concerns about, the cost of transportation and the way people have actually complained. But before we get to you, I think let's hear from the governor what he actually said on New Year Day, if it tallies with what is actually happening now.
While waiting for the federal government initiative on wage review, I've approved a payment of 10,000 per month to each worker in Plateau State starting from September 2023 to March 2024 as fuel subsidy. Furthermore, we have procured mass transit gas-powered buses, which will soon be delivered to ameliorate the difficulties of transportation for the general populace. I'm proud to also state that we have begun revamping the Plateau Express service, and very soon our people will enjoy excellent services at economic rates.
Right, the governor actually made those statements, exactly, and just some days ago, we saw the Tin City Metro buses coming. Before now, we have actually the arrival of some few buses, I think weeks ago, into the state. For record purposes, can we know the number of buses we have on ground now?
Okay, so right now, 13 buses arrived yesterday, and a total of 15 buses were procured.
15 buses were procured, 13, so two are yet to arrive.
Yeah.
So once those two arrive. But now let's talk about the services these buses might actually render, because a lot of Plateau people actually have it in mind that these very buses might actually just be one that might be traveling far and wide, leaving Plateau. And some actually believe it to be within the metropolitan area. Let's hear from you as a GM. You should actually have the full information of how the operational services of this bus will be like. So what exactly are the plans on ground for the operations?
All right, let me just say this as well, that we have lots of content. We've just been waiting for the buses to arrive. We need to sensitize everyone why the buses are here and the routes they'll be taking and the kind of services we hope to deliver, how to access, buy the cards, how to access them, how to load them, the routes we're taking, like I said. So the Tin City Metro service is a digitized transport system that is very affordable and is going to beat any other price you see out there. It is safe, it is comfortable, it's air-conditioned. And for us, we're actually offering an experience, and it's also something that hopefully will boost the economy here in Plateau, in the Plateau. And so the buses are going to be moving within the Jos Bokoro metropolis. That's why they're designed. They're actually designed for that purpose, for intra-city. So we have plans, and His Excellency will unveil it. I wouldn't share the good news yet until he says it with himself, but there are plans for brand new buses for interstate. And then there are big plans also for our terminal and so many other things. So let's talk about the Tin City Metro. There are about 7 routes for now. There's one that's going from Zawang all the way down to Terminus, and that's the main traffic route. Yeah, that has so much traffic. We have one that's starting from Amadou Bello Way all the way through to the Wada, going to State Locals and then to Wildlife Park. We have one from British America going all the way to Lamingo. We have one going through to the Bauchi Road going to the university side. And we have one from Polo Axis. And we have one from some from Angle D going to Vom. And so there are about 6 or 7 routes that we're taking. So we have, if you notice, there are bus stop signs already that we're placing. And the catch is that these bus stop signs are also part of our revenue streams, because companies will have opportunities to advertise on those bus stop signs. Mm-hmm. And we're also talking with organizations, companies, banks to partner with us, and also whether it's for CSR, for other options, to be able to build bus shelters, because bus shelters are quite expensive. Imagine having a nice bus shelter that is solar powered, and because we hope to build up the nightlife in Jos.
Back to Jos.
Yeah, because usually 5, 6, everybody closes. And just imagine if you had opportunities to do business for a longer time. Some people, they close church services very early. Everything shuts down, but that's not how we know the Jos. And I know part of it is because of
security
reasons. But at the same time, if we can gradually improve the nightlife, because people don't really have, people that still have businesses in the evening have to cut those businesses short because the KKs would not be allowed to move. And that's where the buses come in.
Now, still talking about the operation, definitely we know this. There will surely be sharing of roads, and whether we like it or not, congestion on the road will be another problem. But how do we tend to tackle other private drivers who actually ply the same road, because there's no special road for these buses to follow. It's still the same road that other vehicles follow. They will surely follow. So how do we plan to tackle those, or how do we try to decongest the buses or the drivers we see on the road, especially for this bus to have a smooth operation without delay? Because people will surely want to go to work, and some will feel it's cheaper. Let's get into there. But sometimes when it can take me to my place of work early enough, because everyone has to be inside, or everyone, or the road is full, you know, traffic jam or something, people will not want to follow. So how do we intend to make it easier for people to get to their place of work without thinking twice?
Yeah, this is a very good question.
Yeah, and also to just add very quickly to that question, you did mention that the cost of this of using the buses will be very affordable. Are you at liberty to say at how much the fares will start?
Okay, so at the moment, you can imagine going from Bukuru all the way to Jos for 200 naira. I mean, that is, you know, that is more than 50%
of what is being charged
of
right
what
now.
Is yeah available. The diesel price is going up, but this is a social program. But at the same time, it's going to generate revenue, and it can sustain itself. So we need a particular number of trips every day to be able to break even. Mm. And it's good to also differentiate between BMT and BRT.
Okay.
So what we are, the kind of service we're offering is a bus mass transit, not a bus rapid transit. So the ones we see in Lagos is the bus rapid transit, where they have dedicated lanes.
Mm.
Now, we are working with quite a number of agencies. We're working with the Ministry of Transport. We're working with GMDB. If you notice, I'm always, he's my very good friend, and for many reasons, because I also need them to play, you know, their roles. We're working with the security guys. There's a lot of clearing that needs to be done. In fact, right now, our buses cannot even go through Bauchi Road. You know, so there's a lot of, from terminals down through Bauchi Road, there's a lot of clearing that needs to be done. There are many illegal markets around, illegal markets, and also parks, you know, for transport. We have over 90 illegal transport parks between Jos and Bukuru.
Wow.
So a lot needs to be done to clear those roads for us to pass. Now, those bus stop signs, we need to be able to sensitize people. We need communication. It's not just a show of force, but we need to, you know, we need to engage the necessary authorities to tell people that, hey, look, something good is coming, and you need to leave this place, because this place was earmarked for the buses to stop. So those bus stop signs, we'll have to gradually see how we can make sure that those bus stop signs will be reserved for our buses when they drop, because our buses will not stop at any other point than the bus stop signs. So right now we'll be competing with the Kikena Peps and other things, but I can see that, you know, it looks like, you know, there's so much infrastructure that needs to be put in place, but you have to start from somewhere.
That's true.
I can give you an example. In La Mata, you know, La Mata started about, I think, about 2003 in Lagos. And it took them about 5 to 6 years before they started that BRT. It was a long process of putting things
in place,
and those infrastructure, long years of planning, and they had to plan for the next 50 years. They have all those master plans. And so we have to start from somewhere. If you want to wait until you have everything in place before you start, you may never start.
Mm-hmm.
So the good thing is that, yes, this is a relief. It's like a palliative. It's like it's a quick intervention. You will just have to start. But at the same time, I'm acknowledging that there's a lot that needs to be put in place. So for now, there will be lots of information that will be coming out through the Ministry of Information, many other people that we're partnering. We hope the governor can give an executive order as well. And something really needs to be done for us to and we're making good progress with that. So there'll be a lot of information coming with regards to the clearing of the traffic. And we're hoping that in Plateau State, we can have a traffic management authority. That is really, really good for the state.
Yeah.
And I'm really pushing that. I'm telling the governor to see how we can, you know, have something that is even better. Because there's a big argument, you know, I was in Lagos some weeks ago, and I was asking different people about La Mata, which, you know, they are the ones clearing all the roads, and Lasma, And I was asking them, okay, how has this helped in the traffic management? And they said they really don't even feel the impact. But we are even admiring that. So it's not like that's the main standard, but we are saying that, look, we can model something that can generate a lot of revenue
and
bring order. I mean, coming here, you pass through Old Airport, it's chaotic. You pass through, you know, Angle D, different places. It's a bit chaotic, and it can be better. And we could actually employ lots of people and engage them. And the state could be better. So the good thing is that we have the buses, we have to start, but it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
So the sustainability plan is one thing a lot of people would love to know, because it's easy to start, very easy to start, but to sustain it is what actually. Now, if along the line we get, probably refineries have been fixed, prices of fuel, because with anything that goes up in Nigeria hardly comes down. But if it happens, that it drops, the sustainability plan now is what we should be looking at. And sometimes the drivers also, private drivers, might be forced to also reduce their prices, with this. Now the competitions begins to be, become so high than you could actually expect. Now the question is, what are the sustainability plan for unforeseen circumstances that might actually happen?
Well, it's a good question. Like I said, before, that it's a social program.
Yes.
So being a social program, it means that you are focused on subsidizing the transportation. At the same time, we've done our homework. We know that there's going to be a serious rush for the buses.
Mm.
And with the kind of number that we've projected and the number of trips per day, we're really, really optimistic. And we've done our homework. Well, we can always go back and look at it again. But we've done our homework, and we think and we believe that this system will sustain itself. It will pay its salaries. It will pay for the diesel. It will be able to maintain the vehicles. And we can generate revenue for the government. And we will also look at it. They're different. If the economy is too harsh, sometimes in Lagos, if you notice, the BRT buses, they announce sometimes a 50% slash. Sometimes they go back to 100. Depends on what's happening. If things are really, really bad, the government can decide. So the good thing is that this is a government-sponsored initiative. And so they are the parents. They are our parents. They are the main body supporting us. So we can always fall back. But I can tell you that this initiative is going to grow, because 15 is really, really, there's going to be a
serious scramble. It's a good number.
Yeah, it's a good number.
It's a good number, but at the same time, there's going to be some scrambling.
Scrambling, yes.
Yeah, people will say, oh, how about our side? Because this hasn't really covered anywhere. And the design is that we hope that in the near future, as we keep growing with the numbers and we keep fine-tuning the operations, we hope that you will get to predict when the buses will come from your bus stop.
Yeah.
You will be able to predict, within 30 minutes, every bus stops at my bus stop. Oh, within 15 minutes. So you'll be able to plan your time, and we will have an app that we're going to launch as well.
Mm.
And from the app, you'll be able to know how far or how close the bus is from you. So if you feel the bus is very far from you, you can take an alternative. But you can also plan your movement based on the movement of the buses. At the same time, from those apps, you can be able to just click on the app, and when the app is launched, you'll be able to download the app, request for your card, because we're going to be using transit cards.
Okay.
There's no payment of cash.
Mm.
So it's completely cashless.
For transparency.
Just to add to that question very quickly, you did already mention that it was going to be digitized. So my question right now is, for those who are not social media savvy, let's say market women, and all of that, what's your plan on educating them and sensitizing them, so much so that when they get to the bus terminals, they don't have to scramble or be confused before, they can access, or even as they're, downloading the apps and all, how easy, how flexible is it going to be for them, and how feasible is this? And also for customer service, we understand that that's actually like the bedrock of every company.
Every business, yes.
Every business, every company. So what's the customer service going to be like?
I think, sorry to add to that very one also, for those who don't actually use a smartphone, probably Android or an iPhone, how do they actually get it? Because you say it's not going to be, you know, physical cash, you know, transit card, and at the same time, app. You actually brought up the situation. So for those who are not actually having phones, probably they are social media savvy or they are actually internet savvy, but they can't access it at the moment.
Yeah, or will there be, for example, say, POS at the bus stops for them to quickly and easily access these transit cards?
Well, very good question. So this is how it will play out.
Yeah.
First of all, there's going to be an app for those people that, you know, can use an app, but you can use the system without an app.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the first thing. So, but for many people, we're talking about convenience. Imagine that you download the app and you request for a card and you can fill in all the information, make your payment, the number of cards you want, and you can top up, you know, how much you want in the card.
So say you have a wallet now. So
exactly.
You can just top up. Okay.
And then you can also request for it to be delivered at your place, at your location, for an extra cost. And then you can also request to pick it up at our authorized vendor locations. Now, we have already done some sensitization, and we have a lot of content in different languages, and we're soon going to come to JFM as well.
Okay.
So we're going to really, really educate. The first thing is that we're telling people that, look, Tin City is here, Tin City Bus, because the first thing that people didn't even know that the buses were procured already. People thought that we're just at an idea stage.
Mm.
So we need to, it's a business that we're introducing and we're in a competitive market. So the first step is that we want to tantalize people, we want to heighten the expectation. Tin City Bus is here. Secondly, we want to educate people on the routes, how to get the cards. There will be different locations where you can just go, get your card and top it up within a few minutes, and then we will educate people, you know, how to tap and pay. So all of this will be done through different social media handles, radios in different languages, and during the election period where there was no cash, it taught me a great lesson that people can actually adjust, people can adopt, you know, to situations. So if we could survive in that kind of system where there was no cash and people adjusted, so that means that everybody, including the market women, can get the cards. And it has proved itself in Lagos. In Lagos, they have the cowrie card, and everybody has it.
Mm.
So it shows that humans, if they are well-informed and if they're educated, they can actually get this thing. Everybody has a Facebook. Almost everybody has a Facebook. People do WhatsApp. So there are many people that I know that can adopt to this, and even a few people that are not literate, somebody will be always be there to guide you. So we're hoping to explore all these avenues to make sure that information gets through to people on how to access the cards, how to pay it, how to hop on the bus, and how to know the bus that is heading to your location.
Two quick questions before we open the phone lines and get to our Facebook comments to get reactions. Quickly, how long will this bus work in a day and also, of course, a week?
Yes, that's like time limits for a day. What time does it
start?
Time
does it operate and what time does it,
From 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. for now.
For now.
For now.
And how many times a week?
7 days a week.
The whole days in the week, it operates from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the second question is this, security at the terminal. What's the guarantee?
So we have...
Yeah, that's also for orderliness
at
the terminal,
At the terminal. So we, like I said, we're working with Operation Rainbow, we're working with JMDB, we're working with other agencies to ensure that the security at those terminals and also at inside the bus, because the main security is even inside the bus. So we have plans to have our security inside the bus, and also we're going to have live cameras as well to see what's happening inside the buses, because from experience we've seen what has happened, very unfortunate events that happened most especially to that lady
in Lagos,
and so we are proactive enough to ensure that these things have to be in place, and hopefully our bus shelters will be solar powered and it will be bright. So you know, so most times we understand that, you know, most evil thrives in darkness.
That's true.
And so when there's light everywhere, it's very hard for people to have ideas for crime. But we are definitely working with other agencies to ensure that, you know, they make those all those stops secured for us to be able to pick passengers and drop them off.
All right, quickly we'll be opening the phone lines or talking to, checking also the Facebook comments to see the reactions of individuals about this very one. Of course, this is a very good idea. Plateau State has actually chosen to go, you know, better and bigger than our previous years.
Absolutely.
Under the leadership of His Excellency Caleb Manasseh Mudfuang. And of course, Honorable Samuel Gwat has actually been one of the digitized general manager, you know, of Plateau, Plateau Express. Because, yeah, I must actually say that because seeing this, you know, and the inputs actually, and that brings me to this very one, that actually tells that there will be more of staffs, you know, to be employed in that very agency, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just hope to see the good ones. The numbers for you to call are
0812187777. And remember that
You can also call 0905-566-6699. That's the other number for you to call. And remember, like you actually wanted to say?
Yes. Comments on our Facebook page and calls made into the studio are solely opinions of the commentator or the caller and not properties of JFM. Hello, good morning.
My sister, good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the program.
This is Yusuf from Ikijoshon.
All right, good morning, Jude.
I can see the land is green.
Yeah.
Just pray for it to continue. I will know that I trust my governor. I can call him my governor. He's doing well. For a very long time, this kind of thing have never happened in Plateau. So it's a welcome development, and that's why we are calling everybody on Plateau to give the governor, our governor, a maximum support to do more. Because by the grace of God, better things are yet to come. And let me emphasize on what I wish you this morning, Richard. Very, very unfortunate that I carry my children very, very late looking for bread to buy. That the Bakery Association are on strike in this country, Nigeria. My brother is very, very unfortunate. I'm heartbroken this morning. I'm telling you. So let the KTC, you cannot bring us, you say that you collect power from the BP. It's like Moses, where he brought Israelite from Egypt, wilderness. They rebel against him that instead of him bringing them out of Egypt to kill them, to serve them to death, it's better to them to remain in Egypt. Very, very unfortunate what we are witnessing in this country. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us on the program this morning. The number still to call are 090-55-666-6699 or 0812-1-877777.
Right, we have more calls to take. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ebu presenters, Richard and Naomi.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for joining the program.
Thank you. Welcome on our Ebu guest.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. You see, you are doing well. This is what we want to be hearing. And we pray that it will be a continuous process so that we'll move from one point to the other. My question goes this way. In terms of if I happen to board this transit and there's any breakdown, do you have any standby bus that you can connect me to carry me from where I stop to my destination? Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your question. I'm sure the general manager will respond to that.
Yes, very good question. We have a good response to emergencies. We've already made our plans. We have a monitoring team. The good thing is that it's not just one bus that is on your route. And we have plans. If you really, really have a bad experience, we can also have refunds for you. And we hope to have a very good customer-friendly service where you can complain and, you know, make your inquiries, and we can always reach out to you. But we hope for a smooth process, and if that happens, I can bet you that there will be quick alternatives within a short possible time. These are machines. Anything can happen.
That's true.
And so we don't pray for that, but you have to be proactive enough to prepare for those eventualities. So it's a good question. And I can tell you that hopefully you'll be able to hop on the next bus within a few minutes if that happens.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today, too? Good morning.
Doing well. This is Bob.
All right, Bob, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from your south.
Where in your south in particular? Your south is vast. Let's be specific. Where in your south?
Okay. Dibizan, is that what you want to hear?
All right, okay, better. Thank you.
Put it to your commissioner there.
No, the GM.
General Plateau, manager.
Yes, Plateau Express.
General manager.
Yes.
But, kudos to you anyway. Mm. Why I say so? One learns from a state or a country that is working. You mentioned Lagos, which is center of excellence. Copy good things from them. And probably you overtake them by development. You are telling me, the governor of Lagos State often goes to London to see where things are working and copy it to his own state called Lagos. That's why they are known center of excellence, and they call them small London. You understand me? Nobody wants to remain in slow lane. Everybody wants to be on fast lane. And how do you be on fast lane? You be on fast lane by going to states or probably country that things are working and copy it to your own state. Kudos to you, and keep it up. The way you are going, I know one day you become a governor. You are coming. Your governor, you are copying his lifestyle. He says, "My father, my son." So keep it up. My advice to you is that durability of the people matters a lot. You understand me? My advice is that to keep those vehicles clean and in good order is to probably set up a kind of incentive for drivers. Every year, the best drivers be given incentive or a kind of compensation. So other drivers will now follow suit to keep that vehicle as if it is their own. You understand me? What I know that some people do is that maybe after 8 years or 10 years, you tell them that vehicle will be sold to them. You understand me? They will not keep it and maintain it perfectly. That is my advice.
All right. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us this
morning. I want to believe you will not do a hire purchase. This is not a hire purchase.
They're not my bosses.
Yes, they're not your bosses. Neither will the government want to do that.
But very good suggestion.
Yeah.
I mean, he made very good points. You know, to be able to motivate and reward careful drivers that have been able to take those cars as their
personal cars.
And, we have such plans, and it's very good that he said that.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. We'll surely get back to you, Mr. GM. All right, okay. I think we lost that. Okay, now, so what are the plans for those people who might actually want to falter? Talk about probably the drivers or, the staff that might want to falter, causing chaos, in the various terminals. What are the plans, for these guys? Or what will be the punishment for them?
For our own staff?
Yes, and even the people who might actually want to, break the laws or falter.
Okay, so like I said, we have cameras, we have ways of tracking the movement of the buses. We know how you move. We get feedbacks. We really, really will rely on feedback from customers as well, because we can't be everywhere at the same time.
Yes. Sure.
But we've created ways of effective supervising, because many times businesses don't work because nobody's checking anybody. Mm. Somebody must be checking the drivers. Somebody must be checking the bus assistants, the booking supervisors must be checked as well.
So we would say that there are processes for accountability in this.
Exactly.
In the processes.
Exactly. And we have KPIs as well.
Okay.
And we hope to adopt that very, very regularly, monthly. And if your KPI, your performances are not good, you'll be on your way out in a very short time. So we have very zero tolerance for indiscipline.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. More calls coming in. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Tell us your
to the
name
program
and your location.
My name is Obed Haruna Daman.
All right. Okay. Where are you calling from?
Well, one of the privileged staff of digital manager.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's have your
take. All right, let's hear your take.
We are really excited.
Okay, we'll have to ask you to turn down the volume of your radio set or take your phone out of loudspeaker so we can hear you clearly.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Say we are really excited about this development. This is one of a kind in Plateau State. We have never seen something like this. All we are just saying that God should give them wisdom the way we handle these buses so that every masses in Plateau State will enjoy the benefits of this government. And I want to say a big congratulations to the general manager, that is the Honorable Samuel God, and the governor himself, Barrister Caleb Mutfang. What a wonderful work. We really appreciate them.
All right.
Thank you
very much for joining the conversation this morning. All right, let's take a stroll to our Facebook page and get some reactions from there. Comrade Dawes Longhat is saying, okay, we're going to skip this particular comment because this is about the NLC. Albert Akaya is saying, it's very commendable the innovative developmental strive of the governor with just a year in office. These buses will not only beautify the city, but it will also alleviate the suffering and also create employment for Plateau citizens. This is very commendable. Good morning.
We have Prince Chika Ben, who is saying, I must commend the Green Governor for this achievement so far on the Plateau. The bus services is a welcome development. Congratulations to Plateau people for choosing a great leader.
All right. Jay Comedian is saying, may God Almighty continue to bless the governor and give him the wisdom to rule the people of Plateau State. This is a very good development. Please, I am begging His Excellency BCM to come to our aid in Genta Adamu. Our roads are very, very bad. I'm sure that we do hope.
For saying this, if the governor hears this, maybe when you sleep today, wake up tomorrow,
and you will actually get a road. Yes.
Right. Let's get back to the comments. Victor Barjay says, well done. This is a new and welcome development. Kudos to the state governor and the team. The time is now.
Yes. Nen Dumbang is saying, good morning, JFM. I want to hail Governor Talk and Do. The governor has shown that he is the father of the state, indeed, and I pray that he sustains this landmark in his governance so that greatness shall be returned to the plateau once again.
All right, let's take a call quickly before we get back to the comments. Hello, good morning. All right, I think that was a miss.
Yes.
While Ambassador Joachim, back to the comments, he's saying, God bless the initiatives of Honorable Samuel Gwot on the transport sector in Plateau State. We look forward to a more affordable price of transportation in and around the state. I think we have more calls now.
Yes,
let's get to the phone lines.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Radio Mama.
We can't seem to hear you clearly.
Can you
today.
Move away from where you are? The network is breaking there. Hello, Radio Mama. It's a struggle here for us. I think we can hear you better. When you move away from where you are, it will be clearer. Okay, but do call us back.
Yes, please try to call us back. If time permits us in the studio, we'll still take your call.
Yes.
Julius Achigaki saying, good morning, Naomi Karim, Richard Badung, and the great guest in the studio. These buses are a good development to Plateau State, and the government is doing well. But the government should make the activities of these buses to be effective and go around the state to reduce cost of transportation for Plateau citizens. God bless JFM and Plateau people. I'm sure if he listened to the conversation we had with the general manager, he probably would have gotten the answer to that question.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your name and your location.
Gwot Yakubu Chocho is my name.
All right, Gwot Yakubu Chocho.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bukuru right now.
All right, please go ahead and make your comments.
Well, let me comment, General Manager. I'm proud to identify the General Manager, incidentally, for my local government. Thank God, Plateau is making proud of Mutfang, who has brought in people who know their onions, who are putting their intelligence into building Plateau. And I think that is what we want. I welcome these bosses, and I pray that the bosses will be to the benefit of Plateau people as it used to be in the 80s, 70s, and so on. We have the buses that will be going around. I think it's just a replica of what happened in those days. And I pray that under the leadership of my brother Gwot, Plateau State will become
you know, a picture to the entire nation where they will come and copy. Remember, during the last government under the leadership of General David Jang, we brought in the Kasa mechanical workshop where tractors were being put into places, and we saw farming input become a booster, and other states came and copied from Plateau State. And the last government under Lalong, all these things become now history. It was not taken care of, and I pray that these buses that have arrived yesterday, people should also pay. Forget about friendship. Once you enter, you board the vehicle, please pay your due. And that is the money that will be used in transforming Plateau. And I pray that more buses, as people bought into it, more buses will be brought in so that Plateau State will be filled with these buses so that we can have Soko. And Plateau State will be grown and developed once again. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless the general manager.
Amen.
God bless
Thank
the
you.
Department as a whole. And God bless Plateau State.
Amen. Amen. To
Thank
that.
You so
Thank
much.
You very much for joining the conversation.
All right. I think there is a comment here that actually sounds like, an observation I want to see. He said, this is coming from James Peter. He said, he's from Bukuru Locos. He said he wants to observe that some of the signposts for the terminals are too close to junctions. The signposts should be shifted like 30 to 50 meters after a junction due to the length of the buses to avoid congestion at the junction. An example he gave is the one placed around DB Zang Junction, that's around the roundabout. He said the roundabout is prone to accidents. The buses should park well to avoid accidents. Now, it seems I actually saw some things like that, you know, when they are closer to junctions. Shouldn't there be other places they could actually place this, bus stops that will not affect other vehicles coming?
You know, we have hundreds of bus stop signs
okay.
that we're placing everywhere, and the team have their instructions, and we're going to go for inspection. It's a very good thing that he observed that, and I've taken note of that. And I won't be surprised if there are other places that we may observe that. So we will definitely go through all those places, look at them carefully. If those ones that are wrongly placed will have to be corrected. And so we just have to keep fine-tuning it as we keep going. So thank you for that observation, and I've noted it down.
All right, let's take this one more call then. From there, we get your last word before we go. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Richard. Yep. And Naomi.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Desmond from Barkinladi.
Hi, Desmond. How is Barkinladi this morning?
Fantastic.
All right, please go ahead and make your comments.
Honestly, I just want to say that we thank God for having Governor Mutfang as our governor. You understand? So congratulations to Plateau State. That's all I can say.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, let's take this one more comment. Raf Emi is saying, God bless our able governor. He's been active. We pray that God will continue to bless him and strengthen him. Also thanking him for remembering our roads from GSS Kabong to Tudunwada. We really appreciate. Also for the buses he brought to our state. May God bless him.
All right, okay, let's just take this probably with you, Mama. Let's hope she's
hopefully. The one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, no,
good morning. Okay, good morning. Welcome to the program. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is James Lawrence from Ramaganda.
All right, please go ahead and make your contributions in 1 minute.
Sincerely speaking, I just want to congratulate the people's governor and the GM.
Yes.
The Estuary Service. Thank you for the wonderful job. If you saw how people were jubilating when the buses were coming in to church yesterday, it was so wonderful. I think since during the military era, that was when I know this kind of buses were in Plateau State. Really, we appreciate it. But is there anything like is it received that will be given to passengers when they board the vehicles? That is my question.
All right.
Thank you very much. We're sure the general manager will answer that in his closing speech.
And maybe together with your last word.
Yes.
Will there be receipts for passengers, or would there be other ways of passengers knowing that they are part of this bus and it won't be used after they come down from the bus? after they alight?
Okay, so like I said, it's more digital, it's less paper.
Okay.
And so you're going to have to buy a card, and that card will be with you and only you.
Okay.
So it's once you tap on it that it gets deducted, and it's a very seamless process.
So it's specialized, customized for you.
Yes, specialized cards for you. And so just be following our social media handles and listen to the radio. There will be lots of information that will go around on how to get these cards and how to load them and the kind of experience that you want. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So there are no physical papers.
Okay.
If that's what he's asking.
All right, so your final words.
So the final word is to just say a big thank you again to our Action Governor. He made that promise and he delivered. And I'm so excited to be part of the team and what he's doing. I'm so proud of him. And we ask for more support from everyone. And for us in Plateau Express Services, we'll keep giving out lots of information on how to get these cards and how to start buying them and the launch dates. So it's a very exciting time for us in Plateau, and hopefully it will be a time where you can save a lot of money too.
All right, we hope we get to know the launch date, and probably we get an invite also to be there the day of the launch. Well, this is the size of the package this morning.
Yes, thank you very much, Honorable Samuel Gwot, for joining us on this conversation this morning. The news comes to you at exactly 10 a.m. and do join us again tomorrow for Morning J on J11.9 FM. I am Naomi Curry.
I am Richard Badung.
Saying bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.